I was a pacifist through and through. Having been brought up as a pacifist from the minute I was born, it was, what would Jesus want me to do? The most important connection is that Jesus said, love your enemy and pray for those who despitefully use you. So there you are, and you just can't kill another person. And that moral principle is the center of the morality of the universe, so that we who tread the other direction are treading away from the moral reality of the world. I just think we heard it all our lives. I got to go home from college for Christmas, and my father was having a big struggle. That's when father stopped being a pacifist, and the war was evolving. When the war, you know, the bundles for England, all that, he began to shift from being a pacifist, feeling that we should go in and support Great Britain. Because I think the sense of the horror that was going on in Europe, father threw himself into the National Committee for Advising Conscience Objectors because his conscience said that's where he'd been all those years. The time came when the war and all of that opened up in front of us that we had to decide. The hymn that means a lot, once to every man and nation comes a moment to decide. Once to every man and nation comes a moment to decide in the strife of truth with falsehood for the good or evil side.